Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. What does it mean to prosper? This is the question of my story today in my series, Jacob, God's Choice. If you remember, God promised Jacob to bless him a number of stories back. What does it look like? Does this mean there's children and lands, houses, cars? Just what has God done to bless Jacob? Rachel, the wife that Jacob loved so much, bore no children for him. She was very jealous of her sister, who'd bore four sons for Jacob. Rachel cornered Jacob one evening. "Jacob, you give me a child or else I will just die." "Woman, who do you think I am? I'm not in the place of God who's withheld children from the fruit of your womb." "Jacob, I will not have this. Here, take my maid and she will bear a son for me." So Rachel's maid bore Jacob a son and then a second son, and Rachel was vindicated. Jacob went to Laban and asked him to send them away so he could provide for his own family. But Laban had other ideas. "Jacob, if it is pleasing, please stay with me. I've decided your God has blessed me on your account. Just name your wages and I will pay it." "Uncle, when I first arrived, you had very little, and it has increased to a multitude, and my God has blessed you. But now I need to provide for my own family." "All right, as for wages, I suggest that I go through the flocks, and I pull the speckled and striped and black animals out, and these will be my wages." Jacob moved his animals 3 days' journey from his uncle's flock, so there would be no confusion as to what was his. His flocks became strong and exceedingly prosperous, and had large numbers of animals, servants, and included camels and donkeys. God kept his promise. God has made Jacob a prosperous man, as he promised. At this point, he has many sons and a daughter from his two wives and their maids. He's blessed with many flocks and herds and servants to work in his uncle's land. In my next story, we find Jacob fleeing from his uncle. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.